Guys, thank you so, so much. That was absolutely fantastic, wasn't it? Could we give them a big round of applause now? Would that be okay? Thank you so much. Loved the singing, loved the reading, loved the leading. It was just all brilliant. So thank you so much for that. I want to introduce you to someone. You may or may not recognize who this is. Have a look up on the screen. Do you know who that is? Oh! Someone said it very quickly. It is Sean the Sheep, isn't it? Now, could you give me your best sheep impression? The best sheep. Who can do the best sheep noise? I can't even hear you. Come on. Louder. Like it. Very good. Very good. Brilliant. Brilliant. So that is Sean the Sheep. Now, Sean the Sheep lives on Mossy Bottom Farm. And Sean is most of the time up to no good. Isn't that right? If you know anything about it, if you've seen the TV program or watched the movie, he's generally causing havoc. There's chaos. He's playing jokes. He's playing pranks on the farmer. The farmer's got a dog. He makes a mess of everything, doesn't he? He just causes havoc wherever he goes. And he's got a cousin. Who's his cousin? Do you know the cousin, Timmy? Do you not know? He's a cousin, Timmy, nearly as bad as Sean. But that's what Sean does. So that's Sean the Sheep. Now, of course, I don't want to ruin it for you. Sean's not real, isn't that right? He's just in the cartoon. But I was thinking about Sean the Sheep, and I was also thinking then about actually real sheep. Okay, so looking a little bit like that. And I know for a fact that some of you guys have got your own sheep, don't you? Isn't that right? Isn't that true? Some of you are in farms and you even have got your own sheep. So what do we know about sheep? What are sheep like? Do you want to tell me? Who could tell me? What are they like? Shout out just. What are they like? What are sheep like? Like clowns? Yeah. Did you? Like clowns? Very good. They're like clouds. They're like clouds. Sorry, I misheard there. But maybe clowns isn't far from the truth either. So sheep are like, they look like clouds. You're actually right. They do. They're sort of fluffy and white and all of that. Absolutely. What do you think? What are sheep like? Tell me something else about sheep. Up to mischief. Thank you very much, Gracie. They're up to no good. Yeah, a bit like Sean, isn't that right? They're generally up to no good. Sheep, really. Now, I'm not a farmer, and you'll learn that very quickly about me. But sheep, often it's said that they've sort of drawn the short straw in the animal kingdom, because sheep, they're not that clever, really, are they? They're not that smart. They're not very intelligent. And sheep, they tend to just follow the flock, don't they? And I read a story recently about sheep. They follow each other into an open fire. They just blindly follow the leader, followed on, and they're a wee bit silly, and they do lots of silly, silly things. They're quite stubborn as well, aren't they? They're not very creative. They're not good at sort of finding food for themselves. And do you know what I discovered a few years ago about sheep? Is that if sheep fall over on their side, have you ever seen that? They fall on their side. They might even fall right over into their back, and the wee legs in the air, and they can't do anything about it at all. They could be lying on their back, can't do anything about it. It's called being cast down, I think that's the word for it. Some of the farmers here will know more than me about that. But they're lying there, feet in the air, can't help themselves at all. And what do you need to do? You need to give them a shove to get them back over again, because it's actually really dangerous. So sheep, they're a wee bit silly, they're a wee bit foolish, they're up to mischief all the time, isn't that right? And they need someone to help them, someone to protect them, someone to guide them. Sheep need someone to do absolutely everything for them. So who do you think sheep need? Who do they need? What do they need? Exactly. They need farmers and shepherds. Exactly. Sheep farmers, they need a shepherd. Maybe someone who occasionally does things like that. They desperately need a shepherd because they're totally helpless. They can't do life by themselves. They really, really need the shepherd. Now, in the Bible, it talks loads about shepherds and sheep. And very often, the Bible talks about God's people, like you and I, being a little bit like sheep. Now, I wonder, do you remember, and you guys read a little bit of this a minute ago, do you remember the past few months in church, we've been looking at the life of one character in the Bible? Who wants to shout out that name? David. It's been David. We've been looking at the life of David. Do you remember way back at the start of that story, we met David and Samuel came. He was looking for the Lord's next king. And all David's brothers came past Samuel. Where was David at the very start of the story? What was he doing? Do you remember? He was out looking after the sheep. He was a young shepherd, wasn't he really? But God chose him to be God's new king. And David faced all sorts of hard things in his life. He went through really tough times. He faced a big giant called Goliath. And he had loads of battles and conflicts and things to cope with. His life was really hard. And often David made a right mess of things, didn't he? He did some really bad things. He had sin in his heart. He turned away from God at times. And we read a little bit about that earlier on. But he wrote lots of songs. Now the songs, what were they called? Do you remember? We read about this earlier too. Yeah? They were called Psalms. They're like songs or prayers to God. And one of them, just for a wee minute, I want us to think about in Psalm 23. And earlier on, we read David's words in the Jesus Storybook Bible. And listen to what Jesus said about the Lord being a shepherd. He said, "He feeds me, he guides me, he looks after me. I have everything that I need. When I walk through the dark and scary, lonely places, I won't be afraid because my shepherd knows where I am. He's with me, he keeps me safe, he rescues me, he makes me strong and brave." Through David's entire life, through all the ups and downs, through the scary times when he was really lonely, even when he was up against Goliath the giant, God gave David everything that he needed. The Lord was his shepherd. Now, what about us? What about you and I? Because aren't we a wee bit like sheep? Put your hand up if you're a little bit like a sheep. It's just a couple of us. Come on. Yeah, we're all a bit like sheep, aren't we? We really are. We tend to wander away from what's good for us. We tend to do the wrong things. We tend to make a mess of stuff. And most of all, that's really about the sin we have in our hearts. And you, in our lives, we face hard things, don't we? Have you ever faced a hard thing? Have you ever been confused? Have you ever been worried? Have you ever even cried because life is really difficult? Something's happened that you don't understand. In our lives, through it all, through everything, do you know what's absolutely amazing? The Bible tells us that we have a shepherd. Isn't that class? I think that's absolutely fantastic because we have a shepherd who cares for us, who provides for us, who guides us, who is always, always with us. And do you know the best news? The best news is that we have a shepherd who can rescue us from our sin. Do you know that big problem we have in our hearts? It separates us from God and leads us to make a complete mess of things. We have a shepherd who deals with all of that for us. Now, who is that, do you think? Who is that shepherd that came to rescue us? Yeah, shout out. Exactly. It's Jesus, isn't it? Jesus is the king that came really from David's family. Jesus came to be the shepherd that would rescue us. And there's one verse I want to read to you. And it's from John 10, chapter 11. And Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." And there you have the best news in the world ever. That's why it's called the gospel. It's good news for everyone in the entire world because we're all a bit like sheep. We've all got sin in our hearts, but Jesus came. He's so good. He's so amazing. He came because he loves us so, so much. He came to rescue us. He came to save us. And he came to take away all of our sin. And in doing that, do you know what he shows us? He shows us just how much God loves us. Now, you sang a song that I love just a moment ago. It's a Chris Tomlin song. I've been listening to that in the car for the past wee while as well. "Nobody loves me like you, Jesus." And do you know something? If you take something away, whatever age you are, whatever stage of life you're at, if you take one thing away from today, take away how amazing the kids are, the young people, how blessed we are here and the comfort to have them. But take away that message that there is nobody that loves us like Jesus. And those words in that song are amazing, aren't they? Because it says, I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I'm breathing. God, you're faithful and true. Nobody loves me like you. You know, whatever's going on in our lives right now, maybe right now you're in school and you're excited, are you, for the end of school? Not really. You want to stay on, do you, through the summer? No. Maybe you're doing tests or exams. Maybe you're thinking about moving schools. Maybe you're a bit older and you're at university and exams and all that sort of stuff. Maybe you're even older than all of that. And life has been hard. Things have happened that are difficult. Please know that God loves you so, so much. He has shown you that love. Jesus came to die on a cross because he loves you and I so, so much. Nobody loves us like that. And we're all like sheep. We all mess up. But God is the one who loves us and rescues us and changes us and promises us an amazing future with him in heaven that is going to be absolutely spectacular. So please remember that nobody loves us like God does in Jesus. Shall we take a wee moment just to pray? Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this amazing day here in Lecumfer. Lord, thank you that we've come here to worship you and we've come to celebrate King Jesus and all that he's done for us. And Father, we are so grateful for our kids and young people. You've blessed us so much. We're thankful for their wee personalities, how they're wee individuals and created in your image. And we're thankful, Lord, that for the way in which today they have sang and spoken about your great love for us in Jesus. Father, we pray you'd bless them, that they would come to know Jesus as their Savior when they're really young, and that you would use them in mighty ways. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, we've got